I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hey, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. You'll find out why. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, American Forces, gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. We're on Sports Byline. We're on Sports Map. Co-host will be Mark Mancini, as usual. The world's worst sports handicap art source from Galaxy Sports will be with author Tim Brown, who's written the title of Backup Catcher, playing baseball for the love of the game. And it's with Eric Kratz. We're talking about backup catchers. We'll talk to him. We'll play some Barron sports trivia. That's all straight away on Sports Overnight America. But first of all, I have to say this. I think sports media, we're doomed. We're dead. This week, the LA Times, who I've read since I was 5 years of age, decided to change its format. No schedules, no TV schedules, no standings, and no box scores. Sports without box scores. Everything in sports is numbers. You have to have numbers. How much more could it cost the LA Times possibly to run box scores or run a page what's on TV in sports today? No longer there. Now, fortunately, in LA, we've got the Daily News, which does do all that. So please explain it to me. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. So much to talk about. Did you watch the ESPYs this week? I enjoyed them. I watch it every time that it comes up. The only negative, Kyra Irving had a chance to get up there. I didn't like that. Outside of that, but you know, we found something else. We found at least three, maybe more, sports personalities who can be great, either play-by-play or color commentators. Sue Bird, who finally retired after 20 years, no question. Dwayne Wade, who bought into the WNBA, and Travis Kelce. I think all these guys and gals can definitely do something big time as far as either color or play-by-play or just report. They've got great voices, and they're not afraid of the mic, and they're not afraid of the camera. We're not afraid of that. We'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
School on!
Save on! Back to school is on, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for your best year yet. Save on notebooks. Save on headphones and laptops. Save on pens, markers, and all the essentials. And right now at Staples, save up to 60% on select notebooks, markers, and more. School on, save on at Staples, where school savings are always in session. N729. Prices may vary in-store and online.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh yeah, love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com. And you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It is Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. You could email us. We hope you do. SportsFred@AOL.com. Later, author Tim Brown, the Tawa, the backup catcher, playing baseball for the love of the game with Eric Kratz, former catcher in the major leagues. It's the most interesting book, and we'll have Timmy on later tonight on Sports Overnight America. But first, I open with this, and I almost can't believe it happened. But last Sunday, the LA Times wrote that they changed the format of their sports section already.
Oh,
you only get it separate 2 days a week, Sunday and Monday. The rest of the time, it's with the California section or the calendar section, but it's not alone, which is ridiculous in the first place. But now they don't have any numbers at all. Without numbers, we don't have sports. Sports is he going to catch him? Is he going to catch that record? Is he going to hit the 61 home runs? Is he going to hit the 73 home runs? Is he going to hit the 762 home runs? That's sports. Mark, how can the LA Times think about charging people for a paper that doesn't have any numbers at all as far as the sports world is concerned?
Well, we got a strike going on in LA with the actors and actresses and the writers and everything. I don't know. People are looking at things now and they're thinking maybe robots are going to take over the restaurants and people are going to be out of work that way. But technology is unbelievable, which has taken a lot of things out. When I saw the New York Times go by the wayside with their sports section, I go, whoa, whoa, what's going on here? Yeah. And now we got the LA Times. And you're absolutely right. Sunday and Monday, you got it. The rest, it's on like the classified section. It's ridiculous, but at least us three have a big job here with Mario and everything. We're not going nowhere.
Artie,
you know, to touch on that, Fred, you know, I was thinking about, you know, you were talking about since you were 5 years old, same with me. I used to deliver the LA Times. You know, I go back to guys like Paul Zimmerman, the editor, and Jim Murray, the great sports writer, and Alan Malamud and Tim Downey, some of the great writers of all time. Mark Heisler. We're talking about sports media, Larry Stewart, the best column in sports television there ever was. I mean, and now I see what's happening and I basically took them off the map about 3 months ago, but yet they still tried to bill me for 3 months. You know, and I'm like, how does this work? How do they actually think that, you know, a Southern California area that has 14, 15 million people People are sports fans. The LA Times was once one of the preeminent daily sports pages in America. And to see where they've gone under this dentist multi-billionaire, I mean, the paper itself is 27 pages now. I remember the Sunday LA Times, Fred, on my bike, I had my little, you know, my place to put the, I could only get six newspapers there at a time.
And you know, you want to know it?
Go ahead, Mark. Go ahead.
You know what the best paper was, believe it or not? You guys remember it. I love the Herald Examiner.
Oh, it was, yeah. Well, that was Alan Malamud, and yeah, that was Mel Derslag. I loved him too.
Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Throw this to Art first. I don't blame the sports editor. She's trying to save her job. I think it's the owner trying to save money. Art, any comments?
Exactly. You know, and I got to be honest with you. You know, we have the Baltimore Sun here, which is owned by the same group, Tronc or whatever they're called, and they do a great job with sports. You know, and they've got a guy now who I think is, you know, one of the best football writers there is in Farmer, Sam Farmer. And, you know, you don't really get a chance to see. I love his Friday look at the NFL games. The other young man that does the college football games, he does a good job on Fridays of laying out the college football, you know, geography for the weekend. But I got to go back to Larry Stewart again. That Friday newspaper was gold, Fred. I mean, if you think about it, you had Rudy Marchke in the USA Today. You had Larry Stewart in the LA Times. And you knew exactly what you were going to watch Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the world of sports. And it was such a great thing to see him talk about it. Your thoughts on that?
We had Tom Holforth also in Southern California who did a good job. You know, and I'm still friends with Tom Holforth. Folks, you can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. All right, you mentioned the Athletic. I don't know if the New York Times has scores and what's up. Are they just doing what the Los Angeles Times is doing?
Less than that. They basically have a column. They basically have a column, and they maybe talk about two or three different subjects in one page of, what, a 45, 50-page newspaper, Mark?
Yeah, and a good friend of mine, and you probably know him too. He was awesome. God rest his soul, was Bob Hunter. I knew him real well.
Yes.
Another, you know, he covered and you know, the only way you're going to get those box scores now is, I think, that weekly USA
Baseball thing.
Baseball Today. That's the only way you're going to get it. But it's definitely.
Yeah, but you know what? The USA Today, they have a cutoff situation where the late games aren't going to, like, if there's a late football or basketball or baseball game, it's not going to be there for one day. It's going to be the second day.
They do cover all the box scores in the weekly sports magazine.
Yeah,
but those are a week old.
I get mine on Friday or Saturday of the week, so it's ridiculous. It's a joke. But I play fantasy every day, Art. I have to have the box scores in front of me to decide who's hot and who's not, don't I?
The only way you could do it now is, you know, MSN, you could actually watch a baseball game on the computer and, you know, and they give you the, you know, what the guy did and you've got the full running box scores. But it's just very sad to see what's happening to print media. Hey, I got my football magazines. Finally, they all came in.
Street and Smith.
And I'm looking at the quality of the paper. I'm looking at, they used to have two pages for all the big major teams. Now it's one page. And it's like, my God, you know, and then, you know, the one thing that saves me is the college football Bible, you know, which, I mean, it's probably 2 inches thick. I mean, it's one of the great, great deals there is. But, you know, you look at Street and Smith's, Lindy's, Athlon. Used to be able to get five or six different views. You do a Pac-12 magazine, a Big Ten magazine, a Big 12 with 14 team magazine. Now, to try to find information, you almost are forced to go to USCTrojanFootball.com or OklahomaFootball.com. And those are not updated. And you still can't find any information on NIL and or injury situations.
Let me say this. I called Athlon this week. Mm-hmm. I bought from them last year a bundle of seven, and I only have had six. So I said, where is my pro football magazine? And after about an hour, and this is no joke, I talked to four different people. Oh, yeah, we're going to mail yours July 25th. You'll get it by August 1st. Are you kidding
me?
You're
already in camp.
Well, you're already in camp. I don't get Mark any comments
well,
about
Brett, I mean, I think what it is, and I used to buy a lot of those publications, and I said to myself, I can get better information on the internet or, you know, other ways. But I think the biggest thing that went by the wayside that it just took me a startling thing was I used to go to the games and get the media guide from the broadcasters. And I missed that. The media guides, you'd get the in-depth of everything, what was going on. And they started to cut that back. And then it just went off. And that was a very important piece of the puzzle.
My favorite day was when we had Rams Score Magazine and Raider Report. And my set of AFC and NFC media guides showed up like July 31st. And I would like every day I'd take one down to the beach and I'd be like going through that media guide and it was so much fun because I'm from a generation of readers, you know, and I know I'm probably a fish out of water now at 126 years of age, but I do like to read and, you know, reading on the internet is okay too, but I still like to have the publication. It's like, we're joking, Fred, you know, in my garage, my wife, she wants to throw me out of the house because there's so much magazines and everything is all over the place, you know, but I like to see those things as references.
Yeah. Well, they don't know how much it's worth. That's the problem. You know, my wife goes, if you go first, I'm going to get rid of your stuff.
Yeah. $12.95 for my football magazine the other day at Borders.
And that's what they look at. It just takes up room. They don't realize it's probably worth what somebody's garbage is somebody else's treasure.
Okay,
that's
hang
exactly
on.
Right.
Mark, we only got 30 seconds. Have you kept all your stuff that might be valuable today? Have you kept it from the last 30,
20
years?
I've kept a lot of it, yeah. I've kept it.
Where do you keep it?
at my brother's.
Spare house.
Yeah.
There it is.
But I got like some of that old stuff, you know, the things when they had the old logos on the baseball binders and stuff, the old Astros, the swinging Fryer and the Giants and stuff.
Okay, we gotta go. We're back with Barron Sports Trivia. We'll find out more about the 126-year-old Art Source and the world's worst sports handicapper, Mark Mancini. You can email us, sportsfred@AO.com. Back right after.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time right here on Sports Zone at America for Barron Sports Trivia. Yeah. You can email us, sportsfred@AOL.com. with Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, and 126-year-old Art Source. I always ask Artie at night, how does he stay up and answer these questions without taking illegal drugs? So he takes legal medicinal products. What are you taking this week, Art Source?
Well, I've got the Promax, which is a nootropic made by Focus Factor. I re-upped on my Geniux. I love this stuff. Anything named Genius, I love. This is Geniux. This stuff's good stuff. And now my new one that I've really kind of fallen in love with is called Nuriva. And Nuriva does a great job. I just like, you know, the fact that we're up all night long. And so I need something to keep everything going. So, you know, I kind of have a little balance in there between the, you know, the Focus Factor and the Pro Focus and the Nuriva. And, of course, this one here, NeuroPeak, actually has some caffeine in it, which, you know, you wonder why I get a little loquacious at times. That's probably the problem.
All right, let's play some Barron Sports Trivia and test Art and test Mark on some questions that I might find interesting. You might find interesting. This week, of course, we had the home run hitting contest. That started, this is for Mark, this started way back in 1985. Mr. Mark Mancini, who won the very first home run hitting contest in 1985. Mark?
Barry Bonds, my main man.
Well, he didn't come up till 86, so I doubt he did. I doubt he won it in 85. So if you'd like to take another guess, that'd be okay.
Well, I'll throw another one at you. I think Dave Parker.
Why Dave Parker?
One of the best arms in baseball, man. The Cobra, when he uncoiled, I like to say Dave Parker.
That means because he had a good arm, that means he won the home run hitting contest.
Well, if you ever saw the Pirates come to town during batting practice, they put on one hell of a show. So I'm going to go with Dave, Parker.
We had Dave Parker on a few months ago right here on this show with the book. Art, was it Dave Parker or somebody else who won the very first
home run hitting contest? I'm thinking about three guys. I'm thinking of Cecil Fielder. Wow. I'm thinking of the old first baseman for the White Sox, Thomas. And there was a guy named Albert Bell. And I'm wondering if Albert Bell didn't win the first one in 1985.
Well, we had an aberration again here, folks, on Sports Overnight America. Mark Mancini with the second guess was correct. And Art Source with all the medicinal products in the world was incorrect.
Long live the Jolly Roger. I tell you, we bleed black and gold here.
It was Dave Parker. And that was in Seattle, I believe. Is that right?
Yeah, Seattle was the first one, yeah. Okay, are you guys ready? Okay, I know this because if you try to sell baseball cards, this one's a little bit more valuable than some of the others. Art Source, who was the very first guy to win the Little League World Series and the Major League World Series? He was a pitcher.
He was a pitcher, huh? Wow. I was going to go with the New York Mets third baseman, Todd Frazier, but I guess not.
I think I know this.
He was a pitcher, and he did it, huh? Golly, I almost want to say Jim Palmer, but.
I think I might get this.
I'm going to go ahead and defer to Mark, because Mark's hot as a
No, no, I'm going to go Frank Viola. I think it was Frank Viola.
Frank Viola, the lefty. Well, both incorrect. It wasn't Jim Palmer, and it wasn't Frank Viola. A Milwaukee Brave.
Guess I'd have to say Warren Spahn. Warren Spahn. If we're gonna go that way.
His first initial and his last initial was the same initial. A pitcher. Milwaukee Braves. 50s.
Johnny Sain.
No.
It wasn't Pasquale Perez.
How about this?
Ken Holtzman?
No, how about this? The Toronto.
Argonauts? Expos? No, the Toronto. The
Toronto Blue, what?
Jays.
So his first name was Jay Jones? No.
No.
Joey J was the righty.
Joey J. Well, I would have never got that in a million
years.
Was
he related to John Jay that played for the Cardinals?
No, he was not related, but it's okay.
He was related to Blue Jay. Yeah.
Question number three right here on Barron Sports Trivia. Home Run Derby started in 1985, but we actually had a Home Run Derby that started in the early 1960s. The host was the former, this is for Mark now, was the former Hollywood star play-by-play guy. He did the season of Home Run Derby, and I saw Willie Mays beat my Duke Snyder up for at Wrigley Field right here in Los Angeles. I was very disappointed. Who was the host, Mark Mancini, of Home Run Derby first time around in the early in 1960, in fact?
Vin Scully?
Did he do the Hollywood Stars?
Dick Enberg?
Did he do the Hollywood Star? He didn't even do the Angels.
Did he do the games with Gil Stratton in the old days? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, it was somebody in that time period.
Would it have been a guy named Bob Kelly?
The Bob Kelly, who I Sports at Six was my favorite show growing up. And then Jim Healy, of course, who worked for Bob, had his own show. But those shows together, just I ran home from the park and I had to listen to it on the transistor and I always did, but that's not correct.
Give me another hint.
The name Mark Scott mean anything to you, Art Source? At 126
it does mean something to me, yeah. I remember that name now that you mentioned it, because I used to love to watch the old ones. When MLB Network first came out, they used to play them on there. And I would just, like, tune in. You know, I mean, I wanted to see Larry Doby go against, you know, whomever, you know, Willie Stargell or whatever. It was an incredible show. And they did it right in that little ballpark. I guess it was it Wrigley Field?
Wrigley Field.
And there were houses behind the off-field fence. And, I mean, it was kind of cool. I liked it. I mean, it was awfully quiet, though, in the ballpark.
I think that was the affiliation of the Pittsburgh Pirates, wasn't it? The Hollywood Stars?
All right. This question is for Art. Only player, Art, to ever win the Home Run Derby three times.
Oh, I got this.
I got it. Well,
I got it.
Man, I got to go with Barry Bonds.
No. Barry Bonds. Why Barry?
Well, because he's the all-time home run leader. I don't know. You know, maybe it wasn't Barry Bonds. Let me think about this for a second. How about if we went with Pete Alonso instead?
Well, he's only won it twice, right?
Oh, that's right. Well, then I'm out of this one. Golden sombrero today.
Art has it incorrect. Mark, only guy to win.
It was a guy to change baseball in Seattle. Ken Griffey Jr.
Are you taking pills?
No.
I sent him some of them.
Are you sure you're not taking pills? Legal pills.
I'm taking. I stole my.
Ken Griffey, three-time champion.
Yeah.
Did you have
wearing his hat backwards and having a good time?
Did you have a coffee at night? You're not going to get the sleep.
I used to drink 10 a day, then I just brought it down to three, so I don't go over three.
All right, let me just ask one more question, just for the fun of it. Sandy Koufax, my second favorite Dodger behind Duke Snyder. Which major league player in 1959 told Sandy, you know, Sandy, you don't have to throw as hard as you try to throw. You can still get him out throwing it a little bit easier. Who said that to him and changed his entire career? chime in, both of you. Come on,
Ron Paranowski?
Ron Paranowski, Dodger relief pitcher. Art Source, you have any idea who might have
told that?
Tommy Lasorda.
Since we're on the same staff in 59.
This guy also had a brother who played Major League Baseball.
Oh, okay. The guy he used to play golf with in San Clemente. Yes, his brother was a catcher and he was a pitcher.
Greg Maddux? Mike Maddux?
No, this is a family affair. I played golf with him so many times in San Clemente.
The Boones? Fred Boone?
No, come on, Fred. Fred, you know both of them. They're both good guys.
Larry Sherry was the pitcher.
And Norm Sherry.
Norm Sherry was the catcher who told Sandy, Sandy, you don't have to throw 100. You can throw 95.
I actually heard him tell that story one time, Fred. And, you know, I'm getting upset at my focus factor here because it's not working today. Yeah, he was a good guy. Those were some good Dodgers. They told some stories about the early, late 50s, 60s Dodgers, and what a great ball club that was. And they all revered Walter Alston for what a great man he was. And also, the old man O'Malley and his son. You know, that was a great time for Dodger baseball in those days.
Let me tell you my story about Walter Alston. In 1976, I worked for Gene McCarthy as a teenager. Then in 76, I was his Southern California driver, as nobody knows this, but he ran for president a second time in 76. And Walter and him were very tight because, of course, St. Paul was the Dodger farm team, and they knew each other, and Gene loved baseball. And so we opened the locker room door, and there's Jim Gilliam. And I said, can you get Walter Alston for Gene McCarthy? And Jim Gilliam said, Skip, it's Gene McCarthy. And they hugged. And the reason I brought that up again is that you mentioned Tommy Lasorda before. A lot of people thought that when Walter retired, Jim Gilliam was going to get the job. He didn't. And a lot of people think maybe that sort of led to his untimely death way before his time. We're going to come back with author Tim Brown, the tie-o of the backup catcher, right after this on Sports Overnight.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-345-2789. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-345-2789. That's 800-345-2789. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-345-2789.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between, you have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is now only $899, plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer it to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift chip card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up. Cashback's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents,
no open houses,
and no banks to deal with.
Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Very interesting book. The Tao of the Backup Catcher, Playing Baseball for the Love of the Game. The author, Tim Brown, with former catcher Eric Kratz. Here's a look at the book for the folks that are watching this visually. And if you're watching it, you're watching it visually, I guess. Tim Brown, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys. How are we doing today?
Okay, The Tao of the Backup Catcher. First thought, before I even picked up the book, is to be a backup catcher, we're talking in the major leagues or trying to be in the major leagues, you've got to have a certain amount of psyche, certain amount of ego, something's got to be involved. Because if you're a backup catcher for years, otherwise you'd be going crazy. Talk about that.
No, you're exactly right. I think all of these guys have a moment where they wake up in Binghamton, New York, or Bakersfield, California, and have this realization that, oh no, I'm not going to be the next Johnny Bench. And at that point, you have to decide if you are willing and able to acquire these qualities that make a backup catcher. So that's father figure, big brother, priest, therapist, drinking buddy, the best dang side session catcher you've
ever
seen.
Sounds like Bob Uecker.
Yeah, it's all those guys, right? It's all those guys. So how do you go about winning games in the 21 hours around the game, right? And how do you show up for the other guys before you show up for yourself? And that's a hard thing. Some guys can do it and some guys can't.
Tim, well, you mentioned
one of the things I was thinking about.
Hang on. Let me ask him a question. Jimmy, you mentioned the Reds and Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
Okay. The big red machine. Everybody knows Johnny Bench. Everybody knows Joe Morgan. Everybody knows Tony Perez, Dave Concepcion. But I will guarantee you, most people would not remember the name Bill Plummer. You wrote a lot about Bill Plummer. Talk about Bill Plummer backing up Johnny Bench.
So one of my, when I got Bill on the phone, I was thinking I would mention Bill Plummer, maybe a few paragraphs, maybe a page or two. And as he got into his story and I looked through his baseball reference page. So Bill Plummer, it was before, in 65, he signed with the Cardinals. In 67, he was Rule 5 to the Chicago Cubs. In 1968, he was the backup catcher to Randy Hundley, who started 156 games at catcher. Bill Plummer got 2 at-bats that entire year. He swears the manager, Leo DeRocher, never learned his name. So at the end of that season, he gets a phone call from the Cubs and says, Bill, we appreciate all your efforts here. We like you a lot, but we've traded you. And he said, thank God. Now I can go be a real catcher. Where am I going? And he said, Cincinnati. And at the time, Cincinnati had a guy at catcher who was younger than Bill Plummer and had already been an all-star. And that was Johnny Bench. Now,
unbelievable.
So what Bill Plummer did over the next however many years, he won some World Series championships, but he also broke in Johnny Bench's gloves. He roomed with Johnny Bench and he threw batting practice.
I love it. You know, one of the great things in enjoying the All-Star game this past week was the fact that one of the guys that you kind of, you know, talk about, Elias Diaz, winds up winning the MVP at 32 years of age, becomes the starting catcher for the National League. Nobody could have projected that. You know, he's having a great year for the Colorado Rockies. That had to fill right into your heart when you kind of saw that.
It did. And not only that, but let's see. The Tigers throw a combined no-hitter to their backup catcher. And Domingo German threw a perfect game to the backup catcher. This has been a big month for me. But yeah, it's all about showing up every day, right? Being where your feet are. These guys don't want to be backup catchers, but that's the job today. And you choose to do the job today as well as you possibly can. And these things happen.
You know,
we're talking to Tim Brown, author of The Tao of Backup Catcher, Playing Baseball for the Love of the Game, along with Eric Kratz, published by Hatchet. Mark, your thoughts?
Well, I think what people here don't understand, Tim, and I played hockey as a goalie for 3 years. The most important position on a baseball team is the catcher. And a lot of people don't understand that. They take a lot of hits and bruises and everything. And when that puck comes in hockey, you get to be the guy that they come and say, why'd you give up the goal and everything. But I think it's the most important position, and it works hand in hand in hockey like a goalie. But the 70s to me were the best decade in baseball. I don't want to take anything away from the 50s and 60s, but I don't count 6, 7, 8 teams with one team running away with it in a decade. And I don't look at the ones today, because in the 70s, you had the Boones, you had the Benches, you had the Simmons.
Barber.
And we've kind of lost that in today's society with some of these guys. There's some great guys out there today, and Will Smith and Real Moto and some of these guys, but it's a position where it's kind of been more or less a little extinct in some ways. Am I onto something?
Well, I mean, if you talk to GMs, they'll tell you that the most difficult position to find now is at catcher, particularly if you want a productive catcher, you know. One of the points I make in the book is just because there are 30 number one catchers in baseball, because there are 30 teams, that doesn't necessarily mean there are 30 number one catchers in baseball. Sometimes you just have to make do, and you're hoping for a little bit of offense here and there.
Look what Adley Rutschman has done with the Baltimore Orioles as a young kid. I mean, this is a guy that I look at the tools that he has. And I'm lucky enough to live here in South Central Pennsylvania, so we get a lot of the mass and broadcasts of the Orioles. This kid is for real, no doubt about it. And I get to watch Realmuto every night as well. So, I mean, there are some awesome catchers. Look at what's happened with Texas. I mean, who would have thought that the kid they have at catcher would be starting the All-Star game, you know?
Right.
So there are some things. I've always said the catchers, in my opinion, especially backup catchers, become great bench coaches and become great managers because they understand pitching staffs. They understand the game at an elemental level in terms of the strategy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I'll throw this at you. 14 of the 30 current managers were backup catchers for all or parts of their career.
Isn't that crazy?
And I think it's exactly what you're talking about. These guys start managing games a long time ago. They're doing what you and I do, man. They're watching a lot of baseball, but they're doing it standing next to the manager or sitting next to the pitching coach. They also, you know, we've talked about finding value outside of the raw production, the sort of production you see in the box score. And that's doing all these other little things. And so you are learning what it takes to lead men. You're learning who needs to be kicked in the butt, who needs to go get a beer. And by the time you're done with your career, you know, these guys can last a long time because they're not putting the mileage on the knees.
Yeah. And,
they're ready to go.
Tim, let me ask you a question. Eric Kratz, six major league teams, 14 different organizations, or the whole thing. His parents had a lot to do with him sticking it out. Talk about that.
Yeah. So I'm not sure how close you guys are to Telford, Pennsylvania, up there in Mennonite country. Mm-hmm. And dad was a meat cutter and mom helped out at the shop. And the kids, he had two sisters, were expected to help out in the house and to get their homework done and go to church on Sundays and on Wednesday nights. And the dad taught church school and coached Little League. And, you know, it was just a very faithful family surrounding there. And that was one of the things that sort of drew me to this story is that, you know, Eric went off to, he didn't make his high school varsity till his junior year when one of the other catchers got caught smoking cigarettes on the school grounds, got kicked off the team. That's how Eric made the varsity. Then he went to Division III Eastern Mennonite University and caught every pitch thrown at Eastern Mennonite for 4 years.
Wow.
Picked 866 in the draft. And then just grinded along, man. You know, got married early, had kids early. And, you know, they, as in his parents and his family, Eric and his wife, Sarah, and their three kids, they bounced around the country with them.
We're talking to Tim Brown, the author of the Tao of the Backup Catcher, Playing Baseball for the Love of the Game. Of course, Eric Kratz, a big part of this book. Here in Southern California, we've got the Dodgers have a couple of catchers. Will Smith hitting 300, Barnes hitting 100.
Right.
I think a way that a backup catcher can get more chances is to make friends with some of the top starting pitchers. Because right. most of the time that Kershaw pitches for the Dodgers, Barnes is catching. So right. talk about that part of it.
Well, and before that, right? I mean, we sort of the rise of AJ Ellis was sort of a similar thing, right? He was catching Kershaw a lot, producing, got more playing time, producing, and ended up being their number one catcher for a few years. But yeah, I mean, that's part of the job description. Look, I think the backup catcher knows more about the pitching staff than the number one catcher does because he's the guy hanging out with them on the bench during games. He's catching them between starts. He's in the dugout or in the bullpen catching guys as they're warming up. And the number one catcher really only catches guys in the game. So I feel like there's a relationship there that's a little bit different. I'm not saying all the time, but I do think that's where a lot of that comes from.
How do you balance out though a 300 batting average versus the 100 batting average?
That's a tough one.
you watch the Dodgers. Austin Barnes in the past, very athletic kid, not a kid anymore. He's 32, I think. But you know, bounces around back there, good defensive catcher, and would give you good at bat. Right. You'd see him in the postseason. He'd grind right. through at bats. He'd force pitches. He'd hit the ball the other way. Every once in a while, he'd get a big hit. You know, obviously this year he's probably not particularly proud of, but he's one of those guys. He's a guy that people like to throw to.
Well, Tim, here's the thing that, and I'm going to be a little biased being a Pittsburgh boy with Sandin and Pena and them. But in 79, what Chuck Tanner did was, he balanced his catching. He had Ed Ott, he had Steve Nicosia, and it was a balanced attack there. I'm very surprised we don't see that this year, especially with injuries and everything.
And the Orioles did the same thing with Andy Etchebarren and the group down there.
But are you surprised as we've moved into decades, we haven't seen that? It's just they rely on one guy, and I kind of blame the manager or the GM on this. Because if you have 25 guys on the roster, you can't expect one guy to play 160 games. And then all of a sudden you bring the backup in for two, who's batting .150.
Yeah. I suppose expansion is something to do with this, right? You're asking more guys to do more things that maybe the talent, there's not enough talent to go around. That's a good question. I'm not really sure about that. I think that,
Even the Dodgers when they had Jaeger and Joe Ferguson. That was a good balance. Because I got to tell you, you know, they call it the tools of ignorance, right? But if you've ever caught more than, you know, 4 or 5 games in a week, your knees, I don't care how long, you know, you think you're in great shape, But I talked to Gary Carter about this. I've talked to Fisk about it. It starts to wear you down. You really need to do a lot of preparation to be able to do that. And it does take a toll on human beings after a while.
Yeah, guys.
Hey, Tim Brown, we got to go. But interesting book. It really is. The Tahoe, the backup catcher, playing baseball, the love of the game, Hatchett, major bookstores everywhere. And I don't know where you came up with it, but it was a unique book. And I certainly enjoyed it. And thank you for appearing tonight on Sports Overnight America.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Have a great day. We got to get you back.
Yeah, he's good, man. I like that.
Thank you, Tim Brown. This is Austin Barnes. The rest of us will be back with more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Thank you, Tim Brown, the Tahoe, the backup catcher, playing baseball for the love of the game. Tim Brown with Eric Kratz, the former major league catcher. Hatchett published it, major bookstores everywhere. A very intriguing book indeed, no question about that. And Hard Knocks is a very intriguing show on HBO. And Hard Knocks has decided, not shockingly, that the New York Jets with Aaron Ego will be the team this year, starting in August.
That's not too fired up over that, though, I'm hearing, huh?
Mark Mancini, you have any questions about, comments about Hard Knocks and Aaron Ego, and what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I'm a far cry from being a New York fan, but I will tell you this. I got a bet out there that the Jets can do some damage, so we'll find out that. But I like the swag they have. I really do. I think if anybody can take over the town, and we've seen a couple quarterbacks in Joe Namath and Richard Todd, and here comes a third one in Aaron Rodgers, that just, you know, they're gonna go out there. They got the
Marky Vegas likes them. They're 18-1, the seventh pick in the National Football League to win it all, which I don't see personally. But then again, Quinnen Williams just signed. He's the second highest paid defensive tackle in football. And here's something you should want to know about. I'm hearing that Aaron Donald may become a Pittsburgh Steeler.
Yeah. Well, what's going to happen? It's going to be a gauntlet in the AFC. So they're going to knock each other off. But I think what some of these AFC teams need to do is petition to get in the NFC, because you can get to the Super Bowl with 9 wins.
Fred, let me ask you, if a group like the Hard Knocks people from HBO come to town, and Robert Saleh, the head coach of the Jets, is really not happy about it, neither are a lot of the players with the Jets. How does that work out when you're inside meetings, You're getting inside information. I mean, does that change the way you operate as a head coach when you see cameras in the locker room? And I've always wondered about that. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, let's go back to last year. We only got like 30 seconds to go here, but Dan Campbell, he was really wild. You know, he was real. I don't know if in real life he's at that point.
Exactly.
But he knew he was being covered, and the Lions, you know, played better than people expected. And I think they probably will this year too. All right, for Art, for Mark, for Mario, I'm Fred. Back later tonight with more of Sports Overnight America.